State Senator David Carlucci, an independent Democrat, represents the 38th District, which includes a large part of Rockland County and a small piece of Westchester. Part of his district was hit by Hurricane Sandy, and he says he was all for what the governor had to say when it comes to improving emergency response and preparedness.
Some of these priorities are bills that I've submitted, in particular, making sure that we have backup generators for particular gas stations in vital regions is a very important piece of legislation that I had put out right after Hurricane Sandy when we were experiencing these long gas lines around the Hudson Valley.
In addition, Carlucci was focused on job creation and economic development.
Particularly the economic development piece, I think, is extremely important. Reforming workers' compensation and unemployment insurance for businesses will be a tremendous benefit to the communities around the state. In addition, the innovation hotspots, I think, could be a major boost to economies around the state of New York. And that's what we really need to do. We need to be leaders when it comes to economic development, because if we do that, we'll be able to take care of all the other issues.
Governor Cuomo proposed innovation hotspots. 10 higher education or private sector high-tech incubators will be selected through a competitive process that fosters innovation by offering inventors and entrepreneurs support to grow their businesses and to be part of a tax-free zone where startups will not be subject to business, real property, and sales taxes. Democrat Assemblyman Frank Skartatos also likes the hotspot idea. He represents parts of Dutchess, Orange, and Ulster counties, including the cities of Newburgh and Poughkeepsie, in the 104th District.
My number one priority is economic growth and job creation. I think many people are tired of being unemployed or somewhat employed. We need real good-paying jobs, and that will be our focus.
Mark Molinaro is the Dutchess County Executive and a former New York State Assemblyman. In a written statement, the Republican said he, too, embraced the governor's economic hotspots idea and said he and his colleagues would work to compete for the Hudson Valley. Molinaro also said county governments need state support and cooperation to improve local economies and enhance local tax bases, including local home rule authority to enact budget proposals, as well as the legislative relief from the burden of unfunded mandates. Terry Gibson is the new state senator for the 41st District, covering practically all of Dutchess County along with Kent, Phillipstown, and Putnam Valley in Putnam County. The Democrat said he was excited by the governor's proposals, especially one about which he feels strongly.
I was very excited to hear the governor's proposals on campaign finance reform. You know, as a candidate that just finished an election where money was definitely a large role and me not having very much of it, I'm very interested in seeing us come up with more rules, as the governor proposed, that will make it possible for more people like me to be elected. You shouldn't have to be wealthy or be connected to wealthy donors, neither of which I am, to run for a state Senate seat or any seat for that matter.
Governor Cuomo proposed a Disclose New York plan by which all political and lobbying contributions exceeding $500 would have to be reported within 48 hours electronically. Cuomo said there was no such regulation like this in the country. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.